Great day of racing at Randwick on the weekend and discuss all the wash-up from that meeting. Brad Davidson joins us on the line. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys. It was a fantastic day of racing on the weekend. It can be tough for the punters, those big days, but it doesn't get much better than that in terms of the quality of racing. And yeah, the four Group 1s, the country championships, 10 big races. It was a massive day and sets up what's going to be an even better day this Saturday.
Yeah, it'll all be about Winx, and we'll touch on Winx a little bit later. But Santa and Elaine, best sprinter in Australia now?
Yeah, fair to say, definitely the best sprinter in Australia now. And I guess he'll get his chance to prove he's the best sprinter in the world as well in the coming months. They're now looking at the Chairman's Sprint over in Hong Kong later this month, and then whether there's a trip to Europe involved after that, we'll wait and see. He might head over to Europe and contest some sprints over there, maybe at Royal Ascot. But he was outstanding there. I don't think anyone could have predicted that. He was definitely a great winning chance in the race, but for him to blow the field away and win by that far was simply remarkable. And you know, probably goes to show just how good he is, considering probably wasn't on his best surface either. He's a horse that's renowned as probably a better horse, on firmer footing. But he won a Grabber on a wet track, and he's now just continued to prove in these big races on grand final days that he was the most underrated sprinter. But now he's definitely Australia's best, and hopefully the world's best as well.
All right, I'll try and do some research because there's a lot of talk about quarantine at the moment, because there's been a little bit of an outbreak of EI over there in the UK. Now, I don't know how much money the owners of Santa Ana Lane have got, but if they're thinking they're going to go and race at Royal Ascot for ribbons and miss the Everest, a $14 million or $15 million race, they've got a lot more money than I think they've got, Brad.
Yeah.
If they can't get back from Royal Ascot, there's no way they'd go to Royal Ascot, surely. They just get a plane ticket and go yourself.
Yeah, well, he's a gelding too. So
he's a gelding.
Yeah, it's not like you're, enhancing your stud value by going to Royal Ascot and trying to win a Group 1 there, which, if you are a stallion, obviously add many, many million dollars to your stud resume. But, it's an interesting one. Obviously, they've had this plan in place to think we'll go overseas, and that's probably what they want to do. But when you've got that big carrot at the end, come the springtime with the Everest, the prize money going up there, and the fact that, really, the competitors he's going to take on are probably those that race in the TJ, a few of those obviously being retired as well. So it's a big carrot, so we'll wait and see how it plays out. But, you'd be surprised if they didn't seriously consider looking at getting back for the spring when there's that money involved.
Some of the horses that ran around on the weekend in that TJ Smith, we've seen the last of.
Yeah, we're probably entering a really interesting phase, aren't we, of racing where, Winx is going to be retired after the weekend. The Autumn Sun, we'll wait and see where how long he has left of racing. I know at the stage he's just going for a break, but you would think he started value. It's not too far away the end as well for him. And the likes on the weekend, we hear Scholes has been retired, Trafita Harvis has been retired, Written By has been retired. So it's really now up for grabs, isn't it? There's a lot of races. There's going to be a lot of prize money out there for these horses, new horses to come through. And it's going to be an interesting time for Australian racing. But, Scholes is multiple Group 1 winner. Pulled up a little bit sore, I think, after the race there on the weekend. They decided to retire her. Trapeze Artist, the four-time Group 1 winner. He could have been retired last year, but thanks to the connections there, he kept on racing. And he's, second in Everest and that at the Canterbury Stakes. And he's won a TJ. He's won an All-A's. A tremendous career for Trapeze Artist. And I think he pulled up with a hematoma after the race on the weekend, making that a bit of a forgive run as well. And, of course, Written By, the Blue Diamond winner, fourth in a Coolmore Stakes as well. So, three really good horses off the stud. We'll definitely miss them. But, you understand that they've got to go at some point. So, it just adds to those opportunities for these new wave of horses to come through.
Yeah, that's right. There's no doubt about that. Brutal. Wow. Talk about a new wave. What, 7 starts into its career. Brutal. 49 kilos. Well done to Glenn Boss. What a ride. Just get straight across. Geez, as soon as he got across, Brad, and they jogged, it was virtually all over.
That was it. Exactly right. When I looked at it, I thought, fundamentalists might kick up and keep him out 3 deep. And it did look like that for the first 200 metres of the way, but it's like Bossy just outfoxed them, really. And, fundamentalists took the sit. He was able to get across outside the leader. You're right, they didn't go overly hard. And it was pretty much over from the top of the straight. I know Dreamforce gave a good kick, but when it was Dreamforce and Brutal late with that weight swing and the fact that Dreamforce is, you know, he had his measure the other day, didn't he? Brutal, had Dreamforce's measure. So he's always going to be probably getting past him late there when nothing coming out of the pack. It was a pretty easy watch if you're on him. Glenn Boss, as you said, a best seventh win in the famous Randwick Classic, and outstanding ride, and just goes to show when they these jockeys over, you know, that's what they do. What he is able to just outfox them, and it was too good, and a tremendous training performance by Team Hawks. I think we've got to, you know, mention that they could have easily, you know, gone back to the 3-year-old races or just gone back to easier races with this colt, but they decided this is the end plan, this is where we're going. Just made the field, and he was ready to peak on the day. So tremendous by one of the great stables in Australian racing, Team Hawks.
And this will be first of the many times we'll talk about Winx this week, Brad.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about her this weekend. I can't wait for it to come around. But yeah, I'm assuming that it'd be business as normal for her this week. You know, her gallop tomorrow, another gallop Thursday with all the media, and all systems go for the weekend. Hopefully we're going to be, I know that she likes a wet track, but I'd love to get back onto a firmer surface for day two of the championships. And at this stage, the weather looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But we know at the moment it's very volatile, so it could easily change later in the week.
Yeah.
Some of those days last week were when they were saying 0 to 2 million, end up getting 10 to 15. So we'll wait and see. But at least we had a really good drying day yesterday. We're going to have a really good drying day today. And then, yeah, hopefully we get through the rest of the week without much, and it'd be a really nice, hopefully firm surface on the weekend.
You're a good man, Brad. Thank you for that.
Cheers, guys.